This is Mandalit del Barco in Los Angeles, where gasoline prices are among the highest in the country, topping $4 a gallon. That's led many people to ditch their cars for the subway. Yes, LA does have one. At Union Station in downtown LA, Metro spokesman Dave Sotero says subway ridership is at an all-time high.
Angelenos hate to get out of their cars, but they're doing so in greater numbers, and they're using our rail system.
But in a city dominated by cars and freeways, some commuters need a little help figuring out mass transit.
Oh, I did get on the wrong direction.
At the North Hollywood subway stop, Sandy Anders was trying to get her bearings. It was her first time riding Metro.
We're at North Hollywood now. Wow. Well, where's Union Station?
Anders lives near Palm Springs, almost 100 miles from Los Angeles.
It's going to go the other way now, right? Okay.
Instead of driving to L.A., she took a commuter train into the city. Getting to her final destination would also require rides on the subway and a shuttle bus. But Anders says the complicated commute was better and cheaper than filling her gas tank.
I drive a F-150 truck, and there was no way I was going to come meet my friend at, you know, Universal Studios at the price of gas. I probably would have spent $55 or $60 in gas to come here in the truck.
Mike Eugene used to crank up the stereo system in his new Nissan Maxima. Now he listens to music on his cell phone when he rides the Metro to work as an electrician, to get groceries, or just to visit friends.
You know, red line, blue line, gold line, Metrolink. I'd rather take that than pay all them high gas prices. I remember $3 can damn near fill up your tank. You see people that you wouldn't normally see riding it, you know? They got their luxury cars or whatever, but they still gonna ride that Metro, save that gas money. I don't care how rich people be acting like they are.
It's a similar refrain. Skyrocketing gas prices are finally making public transit more attractive in this car-crazy culture. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.